Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Start this afternoon, Gardaí are investigating whether there is a link to terrorism in the attack on an army chaplain outside Renmore Barracks in County Galway last night. A 16-year-old has been arrested following the attack on Father Paul Murphy, who received serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Soldiers on duty at the barracks fired a number of warning shots in response to the attack. I'm joined now by Robin Schiller, who's journalist with the Irish Independent. Robin, you're very welcome. What happened?
Good afternoon, Cormac. So what we know happened at this stage is that at around 10:45 last night, Father Murphy was trying to enter the barracks in Renmore in Galway when he was approached by an assailant. Now, during this interaction, he was stabbed several times, suffering serious but thankfully non-life-threatening injuries. Now, the sentries on duty in the barracks immediately realised what was happening. They fired a number of warning shots in the air, which the Defence Forces said was completely in accordance with their regulations and guidelines. They then managed to detain the suspect and hold him there until Gardaí arrived. And they also gave first aid treatment to Father Murphy, who was later transported to hospital.
What do we know about Father Paul Murphy?
Well, Father Murphy is a well-regarded member of Defence Forces. From people I've spoken to, he's highly regarded. He served a number of tours abroad and he's just well thought of. And, you know, the reaction to what's happened is obviously shocking, but you know, people have widely expressed their condemnation at what happened, but also that the thoughts are very much with Father Murphy, who was, you know, has been working in the Defence Forces for years.
Yeah, very much so. And I hope he makes a full recovery. And he's recovering in hospital, I think, at the moment. This link that the Gardaí spoke about, they say they're investigating, Robin, isn't that right, if there's any link with terrorism in this attack? Do we know any more about what they're pursuing or what their thoughts are?
Yeah, so Gardaí formally came out with a statement this afternoon confirming that terrorism is a possible motivation for this attack. And there's a number of reasons for that. Obviously, given the fact that an army barracks was the scene of the attack, the suspect involved in this also made comments at the scene indicating that he had grievance, a particular grievance with Irish troops who were serving abroad, particularly in Mali, where, of course, we had a number of soldiers serving on UN peacekeeping missions in recent years. In the initial hours after this happened, Gardaí also carried out a search of the suspect's home. A number of devices have been seized, and the indications are that this individual, the 16-year-old boy, was posting what's effectively being considered propaganda material for Islamic terror organisations online. And I think, unfortunately, the stage is that he was radicalised in some way online. He grew an attachment to these terror groups, and that this attack last night on Father Paul Murphy, while maybe not directly targeting Father Murphy, was certainly intended to cause harm to a member of the Defence Forces.
Well, that investigation obviously ongoing, and if there's any update, we'll certainly bring it to you. Has there been, Robin, any political reaction to all of this?
There's been widespread political reaction. Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, who is also head of the Department of Defence, has both condemned the attack and expressed his condemnation, while also commending the work carried out by the Defence Forces members at the scene, and while also expressing his best wishes that Father Murphy recover soon. The Taoiseach, Simon Harris, has said he's been fully appraised by what has happened, and his thoughts are also with Father Murphy. And then Justice Minister Helen McEntee has also commended Gardaí, who were quickly at the scene to apprehend the suspect, who remains in custody in the Northwestern Guard Station this afternoon being questioned.
Okay, Robin Schiller, journalist with the Irish Independent, thank you very much indeed for giving us that update. And we'll get more reaction just after five from RACO.